This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, this is Chase from Barrel Age Flicks. Go ahead and check out our Patreon for raw, uncut footage and early access to all of our episodes. The link is in the description and it's only $5 a month. Thanks for listening.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the tasting room.
Barrel aged dicks in the house.
May the fourth be with you.
Yeah.
May the fourth be with you.
This is the last episode of our Star Wars 3 weeks of Star. I gotta admit, these Star Wars episodes are great that we have just released, and also the last two tasting rooms. I'm having so much fun. So this is the last tasting room we're doing for Star Wars. Our topic today.
What?
Wow.
Was that Crazy Frog?
I have no idea.
Makes my heart so happy every time.
Today we are doing the Sammy's top. We are doing the top five Star Wars vehicles.
Woohoo!
I do have five.
So I'm going to go ahead and start first, and then we're going to go round table. Snow, you'll be next.
Sweet.
My first one is going to be the Millennium Falcon. That has got to be on the list. That is iconic Star Wars. It's got to be there.
If we don't all have that on the list, I'd be surprised.
No, we'll see. I mean, I'm really curious.
Whoever doesn't have it on their list is
off the
banned.
Show.
Yeah.
Is off the show.
No, Millennium Falcon. But that's probably the only...
Snow has spoken.
The good side that I'm going to pick. All right, so my second one is going to be the Star Destroyer, because that is also iconic Star Wars
Star
right there.
Star Destroyer.
Like, does it destroy
Which one?
Stars?
There are many.
Well, there's the Star Destroyer.
Yes,
but the flying pizza,
the Super Star Destroyer.
But that's my third, the Super Star Destroyer. That is my third one right there. The thing
the
that looks like an arrowhead,
cannon?
Basically. Yes. No,
is that
no.
the world cannon one?
No.
Those are just souped up ones.
That was in the new Star Wars trilogy. What is that one called?
That's the last one.
Those are just Star Destroyers with a planet.
It's a Star Destroyer.
Then I would go with the AT-AT.
It's a souped-up Star Destroyer.
Yeah, it's a souped-up one. That's what I said. It's a souped-up one because it has that planet-destroying cannon on the bottom
It's a souped-up one. That was done by the Death Star.
What the hell? Jeez. So the next one's going to be the AT-AT Walker.
Yay!
I have to pick that one. And one thing I will always remember in Robot Chicken is when you see both of them next to each other.
They're
sitting
Dukes
out the window. They're about to race each other.
Yeah, they're Dukes of Hazzarding it.
It's fucking hilarious. The fifth one on my list is actually just one of my favorite parts of the Return of the Jedi, the speeder bike. The speeder bike is fucking badass. That thing is
fast.
Those
things are dope.
Yeah, so I have to pick the speeder bike. So that are my top five Star Wars vehicles. I'm going to hand it over to Snow. What are your top five?
Well, I have to have the AT-AT. I love the AT-AT. I has the Legos. Mm-hmm. No, I'm doing the AT-AT.
You have a bunch.
Yeah.
You have the evolution of AT-ATs.
I do. I have the mama AT-AT and the baby AT-AT. And when we went to do the that new ride, the Rise of the Resistance at Star Wars Land, and you get to see one life size.
Don't you go like underneath it or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it fires at you. It's cool.
Oh, no, no. One thing I had is I had the PlayStation.
I was nerding the fuck out.
I had the PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
And you actually get to walk around it and everything else walk over you, and it's amazing on VR.
No, it's way cooler in person.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It's like I can reach out and touch it. Yeah. It's like right the fuck there.
What's your number two?
And then Darth Vader's TIE Fighter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Darth Vader's TIE Fighter is pretty, pretty, pretty cool.
It's pretty sweet.
Yes. And then I got to go with Kylo Ren's command shuttle.
Because anything with Kylo Ren.
I mean.
You're talking about the.
You're going to fangirl.
The one that's in The Last Jedi.
It's
when
kind of a U-shape.
Yeah.
The black one.
Is it?
It's kind of in a me shape.
Kylo Ren, hop in. Adam Driver. That's how you do it.
Poor guy. I'm so sorry.
Where's your lightsaber?
Snow wants to know.
That
I'm not
going
to lie.
Bitch.
So does Sammy.
My mind is going super dirty. All right.
Cheekboners.
And then I've got to go with Bo-Katan's ship.
That
thing is awesome. It's called the Gauntlet, and it's a Cormac-class fighter transport.
A Kermit class?
Cormac.
Cormac.
Yeah. Okay, it is
like
so fucking cool.
But without the Mick.
Not Kermit like the frog. It's not easy being
All right, everybody.
If you have not seen it yet, Look it up. That bitch is awesome.
All
and
right.
And of course, number one is the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
Because
with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, with him in it.
Of course, with Han.
Makes it better.
Space trailer. It's fucking amazing. I mean, seriously, would you want to live in that thing?
That you'd have to.
So I'm searching and all I'm finding is Starbucks.
They have a inflatable of the Falcon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like a bounce house inflatable.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
huge.
Cool.
It's awesome.
It's like 1,000 square feet.
Oh, what? Jesus.
Oh, that's
but
big.
But it's also like $6,000.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, but it's really cool.
That is cool. Because
it's got the inside too.
That's great.
Well, when we were at, again, Star Wars, you couldn't fucking smack the smile off my face when I'm sitting at the gaming table inside the Falcon and driving the bitch. Like, my kids were like, oh, I get to drive it. I was like, no, you fucking don't. I've been waiting 40 fucking years to drive this thing. You can sit in the back seat shoot buttons.
It would be so amazing if they actually were able to build a Millennium Falcon that actually flew and everything else. So that would be amazing.
Joy. Yeah.
So much joy.
They said, Dad, Mom's being selfish. I was like, I know. She's being a fucking bitch right now. All right? Leave it be. Leave the old lady alone. Maybe one day you can fucking drive it.
Ragnar, what are your
time? Right. Time, I'm driving again.
Fucking selfish ass.
Jeez. She owns it.
Give me my moment.
You had your moment.
My kids can wait 40 years and then they can drive it.
Man, you are not nice.
I'm super nice. I'm just also very much into Star Wars.
Yeah.
Fucking selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Han Solo sat here. Oh, my God.
What's a gay dinosaur say?
Yes!
Unbelievable. What are your top five, Ragnar?
Oh, my God. You expect him to be able to speak after that? Give the man a minute.
General Grievous's six-wheel bike.
Yeah, that thing is cool.
That's one of badass.
That thing is cool.
Interesting. Seriously, that big, the one that's a circle, right? Yeah. The one that, wow, really? Because I know you said you wanted that scene to be shorter in the movie.
I said I thought it should be shorter.
Yeah.
The whole movie should have been shorter.
Wow, you know. That was on a previous episode. And then the X-Wing.
Yeah.
Yes.
In general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, those things are badass.
The TIE fighters.
Yes. The noise alone is just iconic.
Because they look like bow ties.
Yep.
They are so maneuverable.
They are.
It's really cool.
Yeah. I remember I used to play the game X-Wing versus TIE Fighter on the PC, and I fucking love that game.
Yeah.
You get to fly a TIE Fighter, and man, those things are fun.
Even the evolution, because like the X-Wing, they all stay the same. Yeah.
You know about
the TIE Fighters, they evolved.
Did you know the TIE Fighter did not have oxygen inside them? They had to wear those big masks because there was actually air can get, I
they
mean,
were airtight?
They were not airtight.
Then your logic makes no sense then.
If
no,
they were airtight, then they could breathe just fine. If they were
you
airtight.
Have to have a seal. If
okay, then I got
sealed,
it mixed up.
You're good.
Yeah, they weren't sealed. That's why they had those big helmets.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's a seal,
I learned
you're
that from
good.
My brother. Sorry. All right.
So were they airtight or not?
They were airtight.
So that's all why right. They needed air oxygen pumps.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
This is signed off by the one person that actually did that shit. So yes, you're correct.
Okay.
I'm sitting here going, they'd be dead.
Simple mind.
That's why his kid's over here going,
That's why you're saying. Bullshit. Okay.
You got a chase button. Ooh, do better, Ron.
I can't say it. I almost did it. Almost did it. I caught myself. And then next will be the Star Destroyer.
Yes.
Yes.
I would say the Dreadnought class.
I have no idea what Star that Destroyer. Means exactly.
The one with the fucking the hatchet face
yes.
looking. Uh-huh. Tip, yeah, that thing's badass. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That one there was fucking cool as shit.
The one that they were like bombing in Last Jedi.
The pilots are cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that the helmet you want? The pilots that fly
no,
those
that's,
guys?
Huh?
The
For the TIE Fighter, yes, but that's like okay. expensive as fuck.
Yeah, those, huh?
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mega Class Star Dreadnought.
Yeah, it's the one in the beginning of The Last Jedi.
Yeah, those ones there are
they're badass.
They're like $200-$300.
They're only good for far. They're not good for close range.
They're,
that's the only
they're
problem.
They're out of print.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Y'all don't have to creep
well,
on
with
the
3D printer, nothing's out of print.
I will try to work that.
Are you going to make the Lego pieces? To make
oh,
Lego?
You're talking about the set. Oh. Okay. I thought you meant you want a wearable helmet.
No, he'd lose his fucking mind if he had it in real life. That would be fucking cool.
No, the Lego one is out of print, so that's why they're like $300.
Sad.
And then finally, the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
Nice.
Of course.
Of course.
Great list, Ragnar. Now we're going to hand it over to Crystal.
The big guy, the little guy, the one that goes flying, the one that goes zoom zoom.
It's going to sound a lot like that.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like a lady at the mechanic shop. My car goes brum brum, and it's not going brum brum anymore.
I did that in my mail truck the other day.
You did.
Vroom, vroom.
You went kaputz.
I did. It went.
All I picture is a Dave Chappelle car commercial.
In Phantom Menace, the underwater vehicle that
that's a good one.
Nice.
Oh,
nice. That's pretty fucking cool.
That's the first submarine
wheel on the back.
I just can't remember what Boss calls it.
It's a Gungan.
It's a Gungan ship. It's
he said a name, but I'm like, it's in their language. I'm like, I can't say all those letters.
Dom.
Let me see if I can find it. Go ahead.
Next is on the same thing. Whatever Dungan? The floating things that were carrying all the big blue bombs.
Oh, the elephant looking like. Guys that were pulling it.
Yeah, it was like a little floaty tray thing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about.
It's a Gungan bongo submarine.
Who likes to, likes to garden.
It's a bongo.
It's a Gungan bongo submarine.
I just say D instead of B.
But as somebody who likes to garden, the idea of a little like floating tray that like never gets heavy and I can just have something like,
whole tray?
I can load that up with all the potatoes in the world.
Nice. Dan, save your back.
That's funny.
Get on it, George Lucas.
The little speeder bikes from the one with the
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
they're called speeder bikes. That's what they're called.
Oh, cool. Sweet. Yeah.
Those are stormtroopers. They're just a variation of stormtroopers.
They are fucking awesome.
I guess they're biker troopers.
And whatever Chewie is,
Chewbacca
inside of
Kashyyyk.
No, in that same episode, he comes
the AT-ST, the little two legged walker.
Yeah, that's
one. What I'm gonna be for Halloween.
You're gonna be beautiful.
I know, you won't be seeing my face. You
always make the coolest costumes, so like you're gonna make that cool.
Is it supposed to be like? Are you supposed to walk backwards with it? Oh my god,
you're gonna be fun. That's gonna be great. We get a couple drinks and snow. She's gonna be walking sideways.
Snow's gonna be tipping over. I'm gonna be like the one.
You're
that's
gonna
on
be
the
broken one.
It's gonna be like BB. What's the little circle name is?
BB-8. He's driving it.
Yeah, it's gonna be like him driving you.
Just drunk. It's gonna
be amazing. Then because you know, mandatorily, the Millennium Falcon is number one.
Yes.
Nice.
Solid play
so far. Great list. All right, Chase. What is your
Yes, resident fetus.
I wasn't prepared for this. I don't really have. I'm joking. I'm
that would be par for course.
Pod racers in general.
Ah, good one.
Like, those things are fucking badass.
Oh, just all of them.
Yeah,
with the exception of the one that sounded like a fucking Harley. Because fuck Harley. Like,
sorry, sis.
No, the fucking bikes, the motorcycles.
Everything. I got it, Davidson.
Yeah.
Got
okay.
It.
Anyway, moving on. The 74Z speeder bike is fucking awesome. I want one really bad.
Mm-hmm.
My number
four,
number three
would be N1 Starfighter, the Naboo Starfighter.
Oh, okay.
The yellow shiny one.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
Those things are dope.
What the Mandalorian drives now.
A little fucked up version, right?
Yeah. Well, soup to fuck up.
Soup to fuck up, okay.
It's soup to fuck up.
Thank you.
Listen, I haven't had a chance to watch it, man.
Oh, yes, and out.
Yeah, I heard it's Christopher Lloyd's in it.
It's got a baby Yoda bubble.
And Jack Black is in it?
I need that.
Yeah.
Just put me in it.
Putting all these actors in it.
That was the recent episode.
Not good? I was thinking the baby Yoda bubble. I was no.
My number two is going to be the Executor class Super Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the one that you saw that has like blue lights across.
Yeah. The one for the cool. More
that's the Lego that I want so bad, but there's just
only,
no way I could
it's
afford
only two
it.
Grand.
Yeah, you know? I know. Couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't afford it.
It'll depend.
Nowhere to put it.
I think my number one is the J-Type Naboo Royal Cruiser.
Oh, the one that Padme,
the big wide one.
Yeah, the one that Padme. Yeah,
that's awesome. You're missing something from your list, bro.
Well, it was his choice. He didn't want to put it on there.
No, we said if you didn't have Millennium Falcon, you were off the show.
Okay, well, fuck off. Guess it's going to be a short, not entertaining show from now on.
I don't know. We had it. Hey, wait a minute. What was it in our FMK about Sloth? Did you fuck him, marry him, kill him? What'd you do? Oh, there you go. There you go. You done it.
Five brain cells and, well.
No, he wishes it. He wishes it was this. We all know it's not.
He picked Ragnar over me, so.
Oh. How torted. You'd have to turn into barrel-aged chicks to get that on our most recent FMK Roulette episodes.
All right, so next
top... I did a shameless plug.
Next top five for Goot. What are your top five Star Wars vehicles?
I will start off with the Land Speeder.
Oh,
Luke's Land Speeder.
Fucking gangster, just having that all pimped out.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking beautiful.
Put some hydraulics on that bitch and
like, yeah, bounce in the air.
only if you can put hydraulics and it goes lowrider.
It already is a lowrider.
How much lower do you want that?
No,
bitch?
I want it to play like
do
the horn.
I want it to be
like
skimmer.
Like I want it pimped out.
Priceless. Next, I'll go with X-wing.
Nice,
beautiful. Next, Darth Vader's TIE Fighter.
Yes. Yep.
Next, the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my number one, the Razor Crest.
Razor Crest, nice.
Very nice. It is.
That comes with cold storage.
Yes, it does.
Damn right.
It is a multi-purpose vessel.
Yes,
this
it is
the way.
Get these nasty-ass things away from me.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and end it with Sammy on her top five Star Wars vehicles.
Saved it for the best. All right, so I'm going to get it out of the way. Millennium Falcon, obviously.
Yes.
Obviously. It's amazing.
Do you have the Jawas on there?
The sand crawler?
What are we doing? Ooh, yes.
I have a lot of these vehicles in Lego form.
I know. Do you know how much power it takes me not to steal one of your Jawas? Every time I come over, I'm like, it's right there. Would you even notice it?
I'm going to have to hide them.
I won't. I won't take them because I love you, but I'm just like, keychain ID. Keychain idea. I'm just saying. Christmas is coming. Darth Vader. Darth Vader's TIE Fighter.
Yep. Yeah.
Fucking awesome. I do have the Jawa Sandcrawler, as we covered. Yeah. I also have the Wookiee Catamaran, which was their watership.
Cool. Oh, those are pretty cool.
On Kashyyyk.
Yeah, the one on Kashyyyk.
Yeah, that was cool. I love the Wookiee Yoda battle when they did going against like Order 66. That was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
Because I love me some Wookiees. It was my Chewbacca. And then I originally had the X-Wing, but after thinking about it, one of the few things I liked about Attack of the Clones was the scene where Obi-Wan is riding the big iguana, and it's like, Brock!
Oh, that thing?
That's not a vehicle. It's
yes,
an
it
animal.
Is. For them, it is because their people use it to transport.
You ride it. It is.
It's a vehicle. It's like a camel or a donkey.
I wouldn't call Brock! A camel or a donkey Brock! A vehicle.
Yes, because if they're riding it like a horse, the horse is your vehicle. It's getting you from point A to point V, point B. That's what the definition is. It is a device used to transport somebody from A to B.
Device.
Yeah.
An animal.
In this case, that's what they had, though. They didn't have tech or whatever. They didn't have whatever. So they had animals.
That's up to you guys. I don't care.
I'm keeping my fucking iguana because he goes,
damn it. You could put the Farthiers on there. Those things are awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if they're the used Banthas. And ridden on, if they are ridden on in the Star Wars universe, how
vehicle.
Are they not a vehicle?
Okay.
Mode of transportation.
It's fucking that thing again where you were like, it's only this. And then she's like, no, it's vehicles. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I don't know. Whatever
listen
you
to her.
You know what? I'm fine. Then I will go back
to the X-Wing.
To the X-Wing.
Okay.
Only because I have to. Because I think it's bullshit. Because I like the thing that goes.
That thing was very cool.
He was so cool. He reminds me of Falcor.
A big bearded dragon.
Me of my beardy. Like, I loved him. And he had like the plumage. He was so fucking cute. I cry when he falls off the side of the mountain.
He's fine.
You don't
He'll
know
survive.
That.
I do.
He'll survive.
He okay. fell in the water. He's fine.
He did fall in the water. Okay, I feel better. I forgot he fell in the water.
All right, guys. Well, that's the end of our Star Wars series all together. So may the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Seriously, guys. Enjoy. I hope you guys enjoyed our other episodes.
Barely chicks in the house.
Hakuna Matata.
Suck my dick, bitch.
Means no worries.
Happy early Cinco de Mayo.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to our episode and our season 3 of The Tasting Room. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Guys, this helps out enormously. Give us a follow on Instagram at Barrel Age Flicks Podcast. If you would like to send us a special film request, please contact us via Instagram and we will give you a personal shout out on the show. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Audible, Pocket Cast, Spotify, CastBox, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Special thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio on YouTube for his awesome music. This guy fucking rocks. Check him out. I want to give a shout out to Sammy, one of our guest hosts on the show, who does our amazing album artwork. Thank you, Sammy. Our podcast only exists because of listeners like you. To find other great shows, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Hope you join us for our next episode. Later, guys.